Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, let's say hi to Emma Power. Hi, Emma Power.
Hi.
Now, the film Clueless holds, you know, this magical power over a certain generation, you being part of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
I don't know. It was just, I suppose, you know, you're growing up in Ireland, a young girl, and this movie comes out and it's so far from, it was so far from our lives, you know. She was this rich Beverly Hills girl. She had the nicest clothes. All the guys loved her. It was just the ideal world for young girls back then, you know.
Was she a nice girl?
She was a nice girl. She was a really, really nice girl, actually. Because, you know, usually when you watch those movies, say, like, Mean Girls.
Yeah, I love that film.
Yeah, and they're so mean. Whereas Cher was really nice and, you know, she was always trying to help people and things like that. She was just cool.
Okay, and what's the film about?
So the film is basically about Cher and her friends. They go to school in Beverly Hills and they... So basically it starts off, she gets a really bad grade from her teacher and she decides, okay, he's a bit grumpy. There's only one thing that I can do to try cheer him up to improve my grades is to set him up with somebody else. So she decides to matchmake her two teachers. So she's trying to get them together. But in the meantime, she takes on this girl who's new to the school and she's a bit of a kind of social reject, maybe.
Yeah, kind of tomboy girl.
Yeah, kind of tomboy. Like, well, when I say social reject, in their world, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So she comes along and Cher takes her under her wing, gives her a makeover, makes her popular. She's just, I suppose, trying to morph people into her.
Yeah. So the film, because I watched it quite recently with the girls, it still holds... it's still very popular with this generation.
Oh, completely.
So it hasn't aged badly is what I'm trying to say.
Not at all. You know the way sometimes you watch a movie, you might watch it once or twice and then after that you're like, okay, I've seen it, don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
Whereas Clueless is like Pretty Woman, it's like Dirty Dancing. It's one of those movies that you can keep watching over and over again.
A modern classic, Emma.
Yes,
a modern
of classic. Course.
You have the Clueless commandments.
I do, yeah.
I'd like to hear them, please. And you have to explain as we go along.
Okay, so the first one is thou shall remember that fashion is like so much more important than life itself.
Hey. Why?
Because, well, you actually just played the clip there.
Yes.
So in that clip, Cher proved that fashion is more important than life itself for her because she was held at gunpoint and she refused to get down onto the ground because she was wearing an Aaliyah dress. So do you know who Aaliyah is?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it's this massive, like, totally unbelievable fashion designer.
Right, still?
Yeah. Still, yeah. Yeah, like when you see a lot of the celebrities going to like the Met Ball and the Oscars and things like that, a lot of them would wear Aaliyah
I've never
dresses.
Heard of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
So thou shalt remember that fashion is more important than life itself. Good. That's commandment number one. Commandment number two.
Commandment number two is that thou shalt always sound like sophisticated and stuff.
Right. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. Please. And my buttons, they don't feel nothing like
now
steel.
Okay, it will get easier, I promise. Just as long as we do it every day, not just sporadically.
How do you know if you're doing it sporadically?
That's another thing, Ty. We've got to work on your accent and vocabulary. See, sporadic means once in a while. Try and use it in a sentence today.
All right.
Okay,
so the vocabulary is a key.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think... Clueless might be to blame for the way a lot of young girls speak these days. You know, the way everybody says like a million times
yes.
in their sentences. We've all kind of developed this American twang almost. Well, not all of us, but, you know, a lot of people have. They say like and oh my God and whatever and things like that. And I think that might have actually come from Clueless.
Yeah. I think whatever came from Clueless, did it?
Yeah, because that was Amber in a part of it and she did whatever.
The fingers,
and she, you know, the fingers, yeah. So I definitely think that Clueless is to blame for that, for people of my generation.
Good, now we know where it all started. Give us another commandment, please, Emma.
Okay, so the next one is, thou must help those who are less fortunate than thy.
Okay, will we play the clip first?
Yes,
and you
go
can
for
explain it.
Like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? But it's like, when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I said RSVP because it was a sit-down dinner. But people came that, like, did not RSVP. So I was, like, totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, redistribute the food, squish in extra place settings. But by the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians. And in conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
All right, the Haitians.
I know.
Like okay, good. Thai is Brittany Murphy, of course.
Yeah.
Is in the mix of that, isn't
she? Yeah, so she was Thai. She was the girl that came from the different school, the girl that they kind of took under her wing and they gave her a makeover and turned her into this super popular girl. which Cher loved at the beginning. But then Ty had this experience where she was in the mall and these guys grabbed her and like kind of basically like hung her over the railings. So she was like, she thought she was going to die and stuff. And she became really popular after that. So then Cher and Ty had a bit of a fallout. But of course, you know, they made up in the end.
Thank you, because it's a sweet film in that sense. The next commandment then.
The next commandment is...
Thou shalt not.
Thou shalt not hold a grudge.
Okay, let's go for it. Why don't you tee this up first?
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of people out there in this day and age, you know, people always say things that they don't mean. They say nasty things to you. And sometimes people can take it to heart a bit too much and they fall out with their friends over it. But Cher told us, you know, that you shouldn't fall out with your friends over things like that.
I was like, why am I even listening to begin with? You're a virgin who can't drive.
And that's...
Yeah, so that was pretty harsh, you know, especially, you know, when you're in school and Cher was kind of in the cool gang and she wanted everybody to think she was cool. So when Ty said that, that kind of really, like, that really hit a nerve. So they did fall out for a while after that. But you know what? She told us that she just let that go over her head. She forgave her friend and she didn't hold a grudge.
All right, moving on to the next commandment.
Okay, so the next one is that thou must aim high and never settle than less for less than you deserve.
Cher is saving herself for Luke Perry.
Cher, you're a virgin?
God, you say that it's a bad thing. I am just not interested in doing it until I find the right person. You see how picky I am about my shoes, and they only go on my feet.
Luke Perry, that ages us.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. I love that one, though, because I love the way she kind of, you know, she uses the example of her shoes for that. So that just goes to show how materialistic that this girl actually is and how much fashion and everything like that means to her. But I thought that one was a really good one because, you know, like young girls might feel a lot of pressure to have sex. And that kind of shows you, you know, that, you know, you should wait until you find the right person and don't rush into it just because you feel like you have to. Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so the next one is thou shalt not disobey thy doctor's orders. This one is absolutely brilliant. I love this.
Amber. Miss Stoger, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
Well, there goes your social life.
I love it.
Could you imagine like that happening in a school so here? Quick. They'd be like, what the hell? You got a nose job. Yeah. But it's just so normal in that world, in this movie, you know, that she got a nose job so she can't do PE.
That's so
you know,
funny.
If only I had that excuse when I was trying to get out of PE all those years ago, it would be brilliant.
I like the put down, it's great. Okay, moving on.
Okay, the next one is thou shalt not make presumptions. And we all kind of fall victim to this sometimes.
We got another notice from the fire department saying that we have to clear out the bush. You said you were going to get Jose to do it.
He's your garden, and why you don't tell him?
Leslie, you know I don't speak Mexican.
I'm not a Mexican.
Great, what was that all about?
Lucy's from El Salvador.
So?
It's an entirely different country.
Oh, what does that matter?
You get upset if someone thinks you live below sunset.
Oh, okay, so everything is all my fault. I'm always wrong, right?
Talk about being wrapped up in your own little bubble, your own world, you know? And that lady was probably working there for years and years. And there she is, you know, she doesn't even know where she's from. I love it.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, thou must stand up for what thy believes in. So this, actually, you played the clip for this one already. Okay. This is when Cher was in school and she was taking part in the debate. And, you know, she had to say why people should be allowed in and take refuge in the US. So,
that's the Haitians.
Yeah. So that one, I actually mixed up the clips there for that
one. That's all right. Seduction.
Seduction, yes. Okay, so there's a new guy in school and his name is Christian. And Cher takes a liking to him straight away, not realising that the guy is actually gay. So she teaches us a few lessons about how to seduce a man.
Anything you can do to draw attention to your mouth is good. Also, sometimes you have to show a little skin. This reminds guys of being naked, and then they think of sex.
Yeah, that's the that all makes sense. Perfect sense. Okay, and finally, friends.
Okay, thou shalt remain loyal to thy friends and take care of them in their time of need.
What's wrong, Ty? The playing our song. The one that Alan and I danced to. Rolling with Kobe.
Oh, Ty.
I could tell Ty's grieving period would be considerable unless I found someone to take Elton's place right away.
There will be many people watching Clueless this weekend as a result of listening to all those clips.
Definitely.
Clueless is loosely based on a Jane Austen novel, Emma, as it happens, says Carol Parker. I love Clueless is another. Watch it every time it's on TV. It's a classic. And Monaghan Dundrum says, my daughter and my all-time favourite film. We wore out our first copy, had to buy a second. Great memories of time spent on the couch with my now grown-up daughter. So it's one of those, isn't it? An instant classic.
And you know what? Alicia Silverstone became so famous from this movie, and you know, she got a huge studio deal after this, but nothing, it didn't seem to go well for
her
after
that.
Haven't
seen her since, really.
Yeah, it was like she peaked, but she just couldn't get above that, you know.
Did they have a Cranberries track in that? Did I hear it? Linger, or one of those, or Dreams. I can't remember which track, but it is.
They
do, the Cranberries,
and they mentioned the Cranberries in it as well. Elton actually says, oh, can I go get my Cranberry CD from the car, which I thought was brilliant, an Irish band, and mentioned in it.
Emma Parra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy that. Thank you.